Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Longest week, right? Wouldn't you agree?
It's been long.
Long week.
It's just been kind of drug out, but we got the weather. Yeah. Give me the weather and I'm okay.
Yeah,
it
makes a big difference.
Yep. Seeing a little daylight at the end of the show and everything is all good.
So there's no, there's no way you're going to answer this honestly. It'll be some joke. But 1 week from today, you're done. Because the 6 o'clock hour next week is a best of Mark Close.
Yep.
We'll be hugging it out.
Yep.
Heading to Capitol Grill for a little party. How do you think you'll feel?
Pretty weird.
Because it's not just leaving the Glover Show. That's obviously, you know, my concern.
Right.
But it's leaving full-time radio.
Right. No, I told you, that was the whole idea, that going from full-time to a part-time thing, kind of baby steps. Because it's, you know, we've all been doing full-time work for so long now, to make that big quantum leap from full to nothing is weird. And yes, and I was thinking about it this morning when I was taking a shower. I was thinking about you.
Duh.
And I can't even finish yet.
That's what I heard.
And an hour and a half later when I came out, I was a happy guy. And the closer I get to it, the more I'm going to freak out. I'm absolutely, because this has been like 10 years of my life. So yeah. And 47 years of working full time.
And just, this is what you do. Not even like this is what you do for a living. This is where we all go.
Right. No.
I mean, if this were group therapy, if we were like in some sort of outpatient drug rehab and every day we spent from 10 in the morning until 7 at night together, you tend to get pretty close.
Oh, absolutely. No. You know? And we've seen changes come and go in the show, and we've gone through sales, which, how about that? Remember, I called you when I found out about it. You're like, what are you talking about?
I go,
it's been sold, man. What's been sold? The station. Whose station? Our station. Come on, answer the question.
That was one of the weirdest days.
That was a very, very bizarre day. I've gone through a couple of them and all that. You know, I've been let go from, somebody in one of the lines said, you know, Close is going to be retiring from full-time radio. And somebody was like, how many times has he retired? I've never retired. I've been fired a couple of times, or laid off, or whatever you want to call it. So, but it's going to be, you know, a big change, but keep busy and do my thing and a little part-time here. And honest to God, I just, you know, I saw an ad in the paper, one of the like weekly little things, and it was a driver 3 days a week. Didn't even say what you were driving, you know, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, he'd be the best drug mule ever.
I could do that. Really, we want you to go across the border, here, swallow these, and then.
I didn't mean like that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're going to do it, go big or go home. You know what? That's what I always say. But no, it's going to be, it's because really, you think about it, you know, and I see my lovely wife in the morning now, and, you know, and then at night and everything, but for a lot of times, this is, you see your coworkers more than you see your family.
All the time.
Yeah.
I think almost everyone's like that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's.
Sometimes that's good.
Yes, sometimes it
is. I mean,
is.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh.
I know several people, one I'm thinking of, who I won't say, but everyone on the show knows them, who said, I would not be married right now, they've been married like 40 years, if I had not traveled the first 20 years.
Oh.
This guy traveled, was home on weekends. He said, other than that, we would be divorced.
Yeah. Well, that I would say probably the first 10 years with Fern and I, when we cohabitated before we got married, and even after getting married, she'd go to work. I was doing mornings, so I'd get up, I'd be gone. She'd get up, go to work. I'd come home, sleep, get up, play racquetball. She'd come home and then go out and be with her friends. We very seldom saw each other before 10 o'clock at night. And then it was like, good night, you know, and then we'd see each other in the weekend, and I yearn for those days. Oh, to dream.
You'd be playing pickleball?
I'm going to, our buddy Johnny Hewlett and his lovely wife, Ruth, who is now a Mooney,
Right.
Nobody, nobody has fallen for something like that woman has fallen for pickleball. It's just like, I don't know if they injected her with something or what, but it's a fun game, and it's basically kind of
golf.
Golf to me is going out and giving each other crap.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even keep score.
Yeah.
You know, I figure if I can, I usually go and like, you can go to Walmart and buy that big, it's a sack of balls for like $10 and there's 50 of them in it.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get 18 and come back and have like one ball left that I haven't lost, that's a successful game for me. So,
yeah, growing up, we called them smilers, the ones that had a cut in them.
Oh, the big old gash in them, sure. Well, and then, you know, when you go and play at a tournament or something, a benefit deal, they give you like, Rach, when you go, it's really nice to give you like two sleeves of really nice balls and maybe like a towel to put on your golf bag. And, of course, you go out and you put these nice new golf balls up and put them right into a lake.
Right.
Every time. The old crappy ones. It's like sunglasses. The cheaper the sunglasses, the longer you'll keep them.
I don't remember what year it was, but I was poor. So probably 2001, 2, or 3 when the PGA came in town. Remember that?
Yeah. The seniors, I think.
And we got to go out and play Belle Reve.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was the seniors.
Yes.
And they gave us a sleeve of three balls.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's Belle Reve. They were gone on the first hole.
Oh, yeah.
And I went in and spent probably my last $20 on another sleeve, and they were gone by the next hole. Yeah. And I was, I'm not talking broke, like, oh, I can't really afford it. I didn't have any money to my name.
Yeah.
And like, so I'm out there at Belle Reve, you know.
Right.
Just,
Well, what, you went to 64 West to pick up the chicks. And you went into the bathroom, and the guy gave you a spray of
Dracar,
whatever it's called, and you couldn't tip him. And the guy called you out, which I think is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. So,
brother, you're showing up to pick up the girls, and you can't even give me a dollar.
Yeah, were you poor, or were you just living far beyond your means?
Yes.
Yeah, oh,
yes,
oh.
And yes.
Because, I mean, it sounds, I mean, you were a lawyer, and then
no,
you
I mean,
were,
that was law school.
Right.
That was law school.
Okay.
Dracar Noir was law school.
Yeah. But even, what's the story, the one, I know you told, and I thought this might be when you were a lawyer, when you, that group took a trip.
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yep.
And it was, the trip was $1,100 or whatever it was.
I was 32.
Yeah. And you had $1,100 to your name.
Yes.
And so what else would you do?
I don't feel sorry for you.
But go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yep. Came back and.
Had no money.
Yeah.
Started over again.
I'm so poor.
Really?
Life's unfair.
Why are you going to be like this?
I don't know. I guess I've just figured it out. We talk about it all the time, and it's like, yeah, but you weren't poor. You just made terrible financial decisions.
Which made him poor.
Yes. I've never said anything other than that.
I know. Right.
And he does. He'll be the first to admit it.
But then we also spend a lot of time on the show criticizing people who make poor financial decisions, and I'm like, but
oh
well, in my defense, I never asked for help.
True.
I've never had unemployment in my life.
Right.
I've never had any kind of aid. I got student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And I took out $60,000 in student loans and paid back $180,000.
Yeah.
I'm square. I am square with the U.S. government.
I was going to say, on a financial basis, I wouldn't call it a sound.
It's not
move.
Good planning.
No.
No. It didn't work out great for me.
But at least you got your education, helped with your career. Okay.
No, so no. Got a wig. I went to Europe.
Hey, you know, looking back on things, I look good. I was having a good time.
You know what's coming up, Glover? You know, it's all the rage in luxury travel now? Sleeper trains.
Oh, no kidding.
Nice.
They're building more and more luxury sleeper trains.
Okay. Luxury being the term because friends of ours did that when they went way out west. This is 5 years ago. And they did Amtrak. And they had sleeper cars. And I mean to tell you, you better not be so big. They were like tight
I did
city.
That in Europe. We got a Eurail pass. So I've slept on many, many trains. And they're commuter trains and they suck.
Yeah.
No, I would do that. I'm not above like him going to Chicago, I'm going to take Amtrak.
Sure.
I don't need Kim Jong-un's train or anything like that.
That's right.
But like, it, to me, it's like taking a cruise. Like, now I've never done this, but I will. Like, I would just absolutely love. Now, here's the thing, though. It would be with a bunch of old people, because the only people who do that are old
and me. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then again, I'd be the hottest dude there.
Oh, man, you'd be just on fire. Just on fire. Just, you know.
Beating up old guys.
That's right. Yeah. Don't maybe push your husband down and take advantage of you.
I always want to go on a Viking cruise.
Hell yeah.
Because they seem so, like, it seems like you don't have to do anything except go eat.
Totally agree. That appeals to me so much. Like, just when you see the ads for Viking, and then you see an ad for, like, Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That looks like hell.
They're all on water slides and, you know, doing the
hula hoop challenges.
Yeah, exactly. And then Viking cruise, it's like, we're literally just going down a river. I'm like, sign me up.
100%. We do nothing, we're all set to go.
How would you like the luxury sleeper train?
Oh, I'd love it. I like trains, too.
Trains are fun.
I don't watch Mighty Trains, but maybe I should start. But no, I there was a couple times. So my car before this one was a little Pontiac Sunfire, and it was fine, but I probably shouldn't have been driving it from Grafton into St. Louis. It was like a risk every time you drove it somewhere, basically. So there were a few times where I would want to come see my friends over in St. Louis. And the Amtrak people even made fun of me for this, but I didn't even care. I would take the train from Alton into St. Louis, and it was an hour.
That's cool.
It was so fun. Yep. I preferred doing that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I might do it for fun at some point in the future because it was just a very pleasant hour. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It's better than, I like to drive, but it was better than driving because I could just.
So you pick it up downtown Alton?
No. See, they just moved their Amtrak station. I think they're kind of by, not by the mall, but on Homer Adams Parkway that now. Mm. It used to be they were by, you know, where it used to be a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
It's kind of Foster
Creek
area. Yeah.
The Holiday Inn used
to be there, I think they just switched it to this new place a couple years ago.
So you're saying I could go three blocks from here, catch a train, and end up within walking distance of Moonlight Chicken?
Not anymore because I believe they moved the Amtrak station. But it used to be. And the best part is it was like a $2 ticket.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because I mean it cost them nothing to pick you up and take you. And
how many
times
would you stop between here and there?
It didn't stop, but it was slow moving.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So perfect. Like I said, it took a full hour, but it was fun.
Right.
And it was like I said, it was like, okay, I could drive my car and spend $5 in gas, or I could spend $5 on a train ticket.
I love it.
We did the Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago, got the train, the infamous train crash. They stopped between St. Louis and Chicago 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're quick, but it's, you know, little towns along the way and stuff. But yeah, they've got a full dining car where you eat on China and you make reservations. Then they got a snack. Hello, Rachel. They got a snack car where you can just go in and, you know, grab what you want. They got one of the viewing cars with the glass top and board games they have there.
Are they hard? Do you have to reserve those, or do you just go walking into the
observation car? Just go walking into them. Yeah. Just go walking in, and there's...
Rail Cruise America?
Yeah, was that... Would you take your... They'd put your car on it? No. Did I get that wrong or not?
It was the kind of luxury upscale train over at Union Station. It would go over to East St. Louis, make a loop, and come back, serve you dinner.
Okay.
It was cool.
Something, something else. So, yeah.
I took the Amtrak to Chicago. I've only been to Chicago one time. I was 14. I went with my dad and my brother, and we took the train.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It is fun. It's a man. You get...
It's only like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And maybe 6.
You get off in Union Station in Chicago. That's what a Union Station looks like.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, my God. It's like a movie from the 40s. Yeah. There's a million people, and they're all flying in different directions.
Remember when I went to New York for the first time, I guess took a train from Jersey or something and walked up into like Port Authority, Union Station.
Yep.
And you literally feel the buzz in your chest.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. Hoping to get out of my motorcycle this weekend. I am not... BMW riders are known for being like real riders.
Yes.
Put on the gear and all that.
Weather doesn't make a difference. Get out and ride.
I'm a BMW poser.
Yep.
I don't like being cold. But yeah, I'll get out there at some point.
Although I'm starting to sound like you. It's time for me to get out of here.
That's good because you quit.
Perfect. So sometimes when the weather kind of starts breaking, it's been really cold, and the sun comes out and it's like 45, and you see some guy coming by in his convertible, mm-hmm. you're like, it's 45, man. You know, the guy's got, well, it's like he's got his heater blasting. Mm-hmm. I guess he's getting the sunlight. All right, forget it.
Man.
You know what? That guy's okay.
He's better than me. He's got a convertible. I don't. So there.
You know my whole thing about people getting pulled over and having something creative? Did you see where the one guy led police in a high-speed chase, got out and started breakdancing?
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. And I'm like, you know.
What was it, like Andrew's breakdancing?
No, it was just real.
Nothing like Andrew's
It was not the
dancing.
Curly shuffle
just
going around in circles.
Just around on the ground.
Oh, my God.
That was like a DGS. Where did we do Wildy? Which one was that? Anyway.
Yeah.
I think that was the second one.
Yeah. It's like at Wildy when I showed my fat sweat rag picture and everyone gasped.
Yes.
That's how I felt when Andrew did that.
Yeah.
Like I was all ready to enjoy it and laugh. And I was like, my God.
This is not
and
right.
He wanted to do it too.
Oh, yeah. And then he just went around in
okay,
circles.
I don't even understand. You're his best friend. he said that he could break dance and all we saw was the curly shuffle, and then he fell on his stomach.
No, he tried to do the worm.
Right. And but isn't there something you can do standing up? Couldn't he like pop and lock or something like that?
I think he had, this is my professional opinion, I think he's never even tried to break dance, uh-huh. but I think he felt that he could improvise it. And I think he just thought he could bust into it, much like when he was 5, he claims he did a backflip because Barney told
that
him to.
That was it, Barney.
Even though he's never Barney. Done a backflip before or since
so
that
So we
instance.
Witnessed the delusion.
Yes.
We yeah, saw exactly. it happen. Yeah.
He thought he could just rock it.
Right. Now, I wonder, in his delusional mind after he did that, he thought he killed it or he realized he looked like a total...
Well, he wasn't really getting that far off the ground,
right.
so I think
just,
he knows
yeah. okay.
it didn't
just
go
wondering.
Great.
Just along the same lines, a drunk guy dares his mom to run over him, so she does. 37-year-old guy near Minneapolis who still lives with his parents, right? Got kicked out on Monday because he wouldn't stop drinking. His mom arranged to have him stay with a friend instead and wanted to drive him there, but he wouldn't get in her SUV. Instead, he laid down in the driveway and dared her to run over him, and so she did. Jeez. It crushed his pelvis, and he ended up needing 3 surgeries.
Great.
Was she drunk too?
The mom is 58.
She's a terrible mother.
She's facing charges.
So she kicked her son out because he was too. Her 37-year-old son was too drunk, and then she was like, "I don't even want to deal with you. I'm gonna pawn you off on one of your friends."
Get this.
And ran him over.
Then ran him over.
But these two aren't even the craziest people in the family. She has a sister. Who's currently facing murder charges in Florida for killing her husband and also for killing a woman who looked like her and stealing her identity. That's Yikes. All one family.
Man.
Hoosiers flock together.
There's a holiday get together.
Did you have a family like that where you grew up, Rach? Like, don't go in their yard. Like, I had the Goldmans. I couldn't go in the Goldmans' yard.
Yeah. Grafton's got a couple of those.
Yeah. Because can't say their name, huh?
I would prefer not to.
Yeah. Were they near you?
No.
Okay.
You're not getting anything out of
All
me.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't use people's
there's
last names.
Story yes. there.
Really.
He's like,
really.
The Goldmans, as if they're all extinct now.
I'm sure the Goldmans are in prison, so.
For running over
Close, do you have anything like that? Anybody with like a really bad IRA or anything that you made fun
yeah,
of?
Yeah, just that their financial background was shaky.
His credit score dipped below
really?
700.
Do not go in their yard. They are
really?
Over-leveraged.
Really? What are you paying on that house payment? we had crabby neighbors that if you went through the yard, they'd start yelling at you. But I don't know if that
Did they
was
look
there.
Like apples?
Yes, crabby Appleton.
Dave, you should tell the story of Nick at his Montessori school that you told me the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
He went when he was like 3. It was preschool, Hope Montessori. And my sister always called Nick the butler because, like, when he was that age, he would say things like, Aunt Debbie, perchance, but could I have a cookie? And so he fit right in.
Sure.
And every morning I'd drop him off, and they would have breakfast together. And you'd take turns pouring the milk in the mm-hmm. cereal and serving. And if you did, you got to wear, like, this really cool wooden necklace. And then if you were bad, you had to wear like the necklace of shame. And so I showed up one day to pick him up and his best friend was wearing it. And I said, oh, like what did Cody do? Why did he get the necklace of shame? And he goes, he was making poor choices. Like,
hello.
What did he not get?
Need I say more?
He was really.
The very first day I dropped him off, he's so my kid. It's Montessori. They don't help you. That's the whole Montessori thing. Did you know that?
No,
it's
like, I did not.
Montessori is based on you figure it out.
Yep.
I don't think I even knew that when I enrolled him. And so I dropped him off right outside his classroom, and I hid behind a pillar. And he was trying to get his coat off, and it was stuck. Like, he couldn't get it off. And he looked for me, and I'm hiding behind a pillar. And he looks at his teacher, and his teacher's like, come on in, Nick. Get that coat off, buddy. And he just, then he finally, like, bent over and pulled it off, and, like, his hair's all messed up. Yeah. And he looks around, and he goes, son of a bitch.
You know, Montessori said, that's fine. You can curse. Just do it yourself.
That's your choice to make.
That's right.
Yeah, I had no idea that was the philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not kidding either.
Oh, no. They're serious. We had that problem with being early on, like in kindergarten, couldn't tie her shoes. Yeah. So, like, you need to tie your shoes. She goes, why? And I go, because you need to. And she goes, Bobby ties them for me. This, she had a kid in class that, like, you know, she'd be walking. She'd be like, Bobby. And he'd come over and tie her shoes and move
tell you
on.
One thing that was fascinating is, so I was single at the time, and I would drop off Nick and hang out and talk to his teacher. And so I got to see this phenomenon. Three-fourths of the kids who got dropped off would bawl until the second their parents left.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
then they're like,
oh, hell yeah.
It was like they're going to work. They'd just be like, don't leave. And they'd walk, they'd be like, okay, where's the fire truck? You know, they're just, well, like, they just get themselves together, like, right.
Kids that are like, if they're running and they fall down, they scrape their knee and they get up and they're like, no. And they don't say anything, and they walk, and then their parents come around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they
go
crazy. Oh, they're playing it. They're not dumb. Yeah.
Dave, were you trying to pick up Nick's teacher?
Not trying.
Okay.
Well.
I was wondering what you being single had anything to do with that story.
Did she let you do everything yourself?
Yikes.
Well played.
And that's why we broke up. No, Dave, I think you should try and do that yourself.
That's a good stand-up bit.
I was a Montessori dad.
We're talking about the super hot chocolate the other day. There's a new hot sauce that mimics a venomous spider bite.
Yeah, I don't get it. I like hot stuff. I like spicy stuff, but why do you want to hurt yourself?
It causes the same burning sensation you get if you're bitten by a chevron tarantula.
Sweet.
Nice.
Who are these people? Who would do that?
I don't know. Oh, who's buying the ghost chocolate that you brought in? I get it. We use it for a bit.
Right.
But you eat it, and you're sitting there, and your eyeballs are burning, and you can't talk. It's like, oh, this is delicious. I don't know.
I'm having such a good time.
Really? You're going to have some more? I give up.
Speaking of romance, 60% of young people, which they define as under 35, have no romantic entanglements, nor do they want any. Let me say something. I respect the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my regrets is I should have had more kids.
Mm-hmm.
The other regret is who I was with meant way too much to me.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's a big part of life,
sure,
but it always meant too much to me. Like, anytime I had a friend, I'm like, so are you dating anyone? And they're like, nah, I haven't dated anyone for like a year. I travel a lot, and but you got to date someone, you know?
Right. Oh, no, you were shunned. I mean, you're ridiculed. It's like, oh, you can't even get a date. Yeah. And they were also saying that 60%, that it's up like 20% in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
They did the last one from 214 and went up 5%. They're waiting longer to get married, and they're waiting longer to have kids, which I think is an excellent idea.
Absolutely.
On both sides. You know, because, especially the kid thing. You got to be ready for it.
Well, I know it's different for women because it's your reproductive system, but I was 40 when Phoebe was born, and I think that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
At least, again, it's different for the woman having the baby.
Yes.
But for a human, for a man, 40 is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's 14 now. I'm 54. It's fine. I can put her through school. You know, it's...
No?
Having kids at like... 22 or something.
But you get both sides. We had them young. We raised them. Now we're 42. Yeah. They're on their own. We can go party. Yeah. Whereas like Fern and I,
right.
We partied early on and we partied
I bet you did.
Hard, brother. I mean, we're up until like 10, 15. It was wild. And then Beaner came along, pretty much ruined everything for a while. And then we're back to...
Now she's gone again.
Yeah, she's gone again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS. The scholar, otherwise known as Chance the Rapper, wants to know if dinosaurs are called dinosaurs just because they're old.
Okay.
Like you'd say, that guy's a dinosaur.
Ah, that's where the term came from?
He said, I doubt the world's really billions of years old. I know it's old and stuff, trees and rocks and alligators, but I give this joint a million years on the high side. By the way, does dinosaur refer to how old they are or just that they was animals and not humans?
So these were tweets. He tweeted all of this out. So he could have been joking. I don't know.
Yeah, I bet that's what it was. I bet it was his rapier wit. Not that he's a dumbass.
I want to get my information from a guy who does Kit Kat bar commercials.
Oh, this makes me sad. I can barely get through this.
I would love to do Kit Kat bar commercials.
Well, that'd be great, but I'm not going to get my pertinent information from it.
Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is devastated to be caught up in the college admission scandal, especially since she didn't want to go to school in the first place.
Yeah.
Now she and her whole family are holed up in their $35 million mansion.
How do you cope? Oh, no.
I mean, she is terrible, but I really blame the whole thing on her parents for enabling her to be like that. Like, back to our discussion yesterday, there is no Olivia Jade without Lori Loughlin down every barrier and giving her every expensive gift she's ever wanted and gave her this sense of entitlement that she has now.
Is the other sister a piece of crap or is she?
Don't know.
Didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, there's another one.
Yeah, there's like a less attractive one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's worth something.
Yeah.
Man, we're breaking our own rules.
I know.
We're being real mean.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you guys so mean to us?
Yeah.
Wonder if she's a piece of crap
what
like
about
her sister.
Her? Chance the Rapper.
It's like you guys don't even know us. How can you even comment on us like that?
We know all about Chance.
I was nice to Chance.
That's true, you were.
Under the heading of Everyone Can Be Replaced, Lindsey Buckingham left, and Fleetwood Mac has already sold a million tickets on their latest tour.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fleetwood Mac has gone through a lot of changes over the years. I mean, there's two original guys.
Really important, though.
Well,
now, do you think that's because people don't even know or care, like when they thought I was playing Stevie Ray Vaughan instead of Dave Cowles? Like, do you think most people are like, I don't even know who Lindsey Buckingham is. Mm-hmm. I just like that song, Rhiannon.
Yeah, I think a lot of the hardcore people know the members of the band. They know that who wrote what and all that. But if that was the case that Stevie had gone to their manager, Irving Azoff, and said, hey, it's him or me. Well, it's got to be.
What was the beef? What happened?
Wasn't there a Me Too thing with the two of them a year ago time?
They were a couple.
Oh, my God, for years. That's how they came together.
Way back when.
And then I think everyone knew he was mean to her, but she came out about a year ago and was like, no, he was super mean. He was super emotionally abusive. And then there was a falling out after that. Like, we made up, but now we're fighting again.
There was a story about they were at an awards presentation, and they won something, or they got up and they're talking. And Stevie just kind of went on, and I think he said something about it. Like Lindsey said, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And I think supposedly that kind of ticked her off.
Wow.
And then they were going to tour, and then she wanted to do her solo tour, so they had to wait, and they came back. Then they wanted to tour, and he was going to do some solo stuff, so I guess, I don't know. It's
just can't get along.
No, they'll just have to count other millions of dollars in despair.
Did I see the thing about bears?
No.
It's really interesting. We've always considered ourselves not just the alpha species, but like no one is even anything like us. And they have done this study that I think it's a sun bear have as many facial expressions as we do, and that they communicate the same basic thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So they're really rethinking what intelligence means and really, really looking into more like, as opposed to animal rights, like we should be nice to them. Uh-huh. And let's not kill them unnecessarily, but really beginning to wonder like...
how much is going on? Wow. Yeah. Well, that we talked about the other, like when I was at my sister's house last week. Can dogs smile?
I mean,
they make facial, but is it...
I think it's a pleasant... Smile, yeah.
But I mean, is that what they're doing, or is it just a facial expression? So, like you and I smile, it makes us happy.
I mean,
are they smiling because they're happy, or is it just?
I mean,
they're just arbitrarily doing it.
Yeah,
my dogs seem to make a smile face when they're doing something that would seem to make them happy.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
there seems to be a correlation between
it. Right, that's what the whole thing is. If they just and
yeah, they never smile when I bite them. So
no. Our one dog Dave used to like bare his teeth, and it scared the hell out of people.
Yeah.
And my, you know, we're like, no, he's happy. He's happy. And they're like, we don't think so. And his fangs are sticking out, but he was a good dog. Good dog.
Yeah.
Lucy smiles.
Does she?
Yeah. She's got a little smile. Like, you can just tell she's got a pleasant look on her face. She's having a good time.
So she doesn't smile.
And she's purring. Well, no, she's not like,
Cheshire cat.
You'd be rich.
Yep.
She and trainer.
You can tell she's having a pleasant time.
You can. She's purring.
Take her to Synergy and get some Botox until she smiles.
That's
and then
right.
Cash out. Lucy the smiling cat. Yeah,
put greeting cards. That'd be great.
She's perfect. She doesn't need anything like that.
Well, all right then.
Did you guys see that Disney bought Fox?
Yes. Yes. The bigger get bigger.
I don't like it.
I know they own everything.
I don't like stuff like that. One of the things they've decided to shutter is Fox 2000. It put out a lot of films that were kind of a little bit more geared towards women, smaller stuff, one-off stuff, so not franchises.
Right.
Some of the films they put out were Walk the Line, The Devil Wears Prada, Hidden Figures, The Hate U Give. I don't even know that one. Mm. But those kind of films, that studio is just completely shuttered now. They're keeping 20th Century Fox, which fine, but I don't know. I like movies. I like different kinds of movies. One thing I'm so burnt on is I admit I have huge Marvel fatigue and anything like that. Mm. Even Star Wars, I'm getting a little bit of fatigue when it's just like, and the next thing in the saga. I like one-off things. I like individual stories about people, not about who can have the biggest battle scene. So this just feels like a loss.
Right.
Is that the same as Fox News? Are they all under the same umbrella?
No.
So the Simpsons...
The Simpsons and Fox News, they might be... I mean, they obviously have the same name, but they're different divisions. Disney did not buy Fox News.
They didn't buy Fox News.
No.
Is that Rupert Murdoch? Is that... Okay, that's Fox News.
Yes.
Okay. I was watching on Netflix the 80s. They do that. CNN ran the series. What a great series. Went back to the 80s. And they had, guy started CNN, Ted Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking about, I'm going to start a 24-hour news thing and went, guess how many acres of property this guy owns? And here in Argentina.
Mm.
Rachel, lose your mind because you're going to.
A million.
How many?
A million. Higher?
2 million acres
Whoa.
Of property. He's the second largest landowner in this country. I think the first must be the government. It's the only thing I can think of. 2 million acres of property.
You know, we talk a lot about wealth and, why does anyone need to be a billionaire? Why do you need 2 million acres? I mean, I guess to say you can buy it, but at a certain point, I start to think there's something wrong with you and you're never going to be satisfied if you're just buying up. Or if you're Disney and it's like, we have to dominate everyone. You're Disney. You're already dominant. You don't need to just stomp out other people just to say that you did. I don't understand it. Mm.
Even Winnie the Pooh only needed 100.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just thought about what fun it would be to cut that grass.
Yeah, 100 acres and no pants.
You know. You talking about me or you talking? Oh, I'm sorry.
Both of you guys.
Here's the name of your new lawn service.
It's the Winnie the Pooh of West County.
100 acres and no pants. Yes, we'd like to talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.